And coming up right now, in fact, that's the name of the show, Right Now with Ann Vandersteel, we're going to be joining Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon, who are with Traca Systems, with an infrared camera near the border of Texas, about to engage in a night mission to look for illegal aliens crossing the border and invading both Texas and the United States of America, right under the nose of Governor Abbott of Texas, and of course, DHS, Mayorkas, and others who are seemingly complicit in this illegal invasion of the United States. Now, this segment is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com, and I want to mention some of the products that we have for you to consider. A lot of fruit here, mango pieces you see there, and blueberries. They're freeze-dried, certified organic, and laboratory-tested. Macadamia nuts there in the middle. And then we've got goji berries up top and super fruit C powder on the right, as well as whey protein. Again, all of this available right now at healthrangerstore.com. These are freeze-dried foods. They're super delicious. You can eat a lot of these as snacks, or you can use them for food storage, high-end food storage that's rich with natural vitamin C, which is usually missing from a lot of the storable food that's out there. You know, this isn't textured soy protein, you know, laced with glyphosate and atrazine. This is premium, super clean, high nutrient. You know, it's got anthocyanins in the blueberries, and it's got all these nutrients in the mango and the goji berries. You can get this right now at healthrangerstore.com, and your support of us helps support the network that brings you shows like Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. So let's jump into that interview with Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel from the border of Texas. Take a look. All right, welcome to this exclusive interview on Brighteon.com. And today we're joined by both Michael Yon and Ann Vandersteel, who are out in the rugged country of South Texas right now, reporting from the field on the border situation and so much more. Welcome, Michael and Ann. It's great to have you both on. You're two of my heroes, by the way. I love what you're doing there. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. It's awesome that Ann is here and we're together as a team.
It's awesome.
This is SpaceX. Elon Musk, I guess, is behind us. So that's actually the booster for Starship, which is the biggest rocket in human history. And
really?
Bigger than Saturn V. Yeah. I mean, that's just the first stage. They haven't stacked the Starship yet, which is over there on its nose is attached to a crane. So wow. They're going to stack this thing and do another test launch soon. I don't know when. They haven't released it yet. But a third of a mile that way, in that direction, is the Gulf of Mexico. And sometimes the aliens that are coming through Mexico land on that beach and come down this road we're standing on. So basically, it's interesting because aliens come into America here, and aliens are preparing to leave to go to Mars from here. I mean, you can't make up the stuff.
No, you can't. But
I think he's looking for his test subjects. He's probably recruiting people to take that first ride to Mars, right?
Yeah. Somebody's going to get jerked off one of these boats and thrown on that rocket, and they're going to be surprised.
Oh, man. You're probably right. All right. And I understand, Ann, that you've got some cool tech to show us here coming up shortly. What is it? Part of a vehicle that you're using right now?
Yeah, so we've been really blessed. We have a lot of journalists that want to join us on this mission, but we got a team of people from Traca Systems. Traca sells high-end, sophisticated visual camera systems that are thermal-cool, that can have night vision on them, that law enforcement use all over the country. And the gentleman that's here with us representing Traca is Matt Werner, and he brought his brother in. Both are Marines, excellent, excellent guys, super quality. Frankly, you know what, for me, it's finally like you're around real men, Mike. It's so rare to find a real man anymore. And in this business, I got one right here. I got two over there. So I know we can
awesome.
Still, you know, America is not done yet. But anyway, Traca Systems has been an unbelievable sponsor, supporter. They're providing thermal imaging that they can look at these super cooled, what's in those tanks, Michael?
I believe this is going to be fueled by LOX. Yeah, actually, you can see the LOX truck right there, liquid oxygen and methane. This is a methane-fueled rocket. And so these are the ground tanks right here, right by the launch pad. It's interesting because this is so open. I've had my hand on the front of a LOX truck the LOX trucks continue to, you can see several of them are downloading their liquid oxygen into the ground tanks right now. You see the condensation bleed off. This is amazing, the access.
But with the Traca visual system, the thermal pool camera, or the thermal cameras, Mike, you can actually see the temperature difference between the different containers and how much actual fuel is in them based on the temperature gradient between the top of the tank and the bottom of the tank, because if they're not full, it's hotter on top than it is on bottom when they have that cooled, liquefied methane. And again, it's seeing through metal to see that, which blows me away. But these systems that they have, I'm going to spin this around and just show you, because this truck right here is one of their tracker trucks that has a infrared camera on the very top. And then right there is their thermal cooled camera. That camera, Mike, is $500,000. It goes up on a telescope of 25 to 30 feet. And next to it is the Starlink for satellite service, which is what we are connecting to you on, because there is really no cell service out here. But I'm going to take you inside the truck and introduce you to Matt Werner with Tracka Systems. Matt, Mike Adams.
Good afternoon, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Hi there, Matt. Hey, thank you for taking the time to show us this tech today. It's really exciting stuff. And thank you for the donation of the time of the equipment to Michael Jan and Ann Vandersteel. They're putting it to good use there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's mutually beneficial. So if we can provide this for them, and then some word gets out about what's going on at the border, we can help. That's in everybody's benefit.
So
absolutely.
Hey, Mike, I want Matt to show you the inside of the truck and explain how all this kind of comes together, because this is what law enforcement uses. He deals with law enforcement all over the country, including Canada. They buy these systems. And frankly, when these when law enforcement gets denied at funds to put these devices on the bottom of planes, they're losing a lot of edge to the cartels that are coming in, to the human smuggling that's coming in, to just all kinds of crime, et cetera, that goes on in these cities. And believe me, the defunding of the police is impacting the ability for these law enforcement agencies to use these systems and actually mitigate the crime in their neighborhoods. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, one of the great things about Tracka is we're a solutions provider. So what we do is we take the solution that the customer is looking for, mainly law enforcement, Border Patrol, and DOD, and we provide them with a full soup to nuts solution so that they can get full surveillance from thermal imaging to daylight cameras to mapping systems to searchlights to complete trucks. And so we can give that at a very substantially lower cost than our competitors because we're privately owned.
So I got a question, Matt. I mean, it looks like some pretty hardcore optics on that. Now, I've got a lot of good optics, you know, rifle thermal optics, for example. So I know to ask you this question, at what range are you able to identify a human being?
We can identify out to about just shy of 2 miles.
Well, that's extraordinary.
And just shy of 1 mile, we can see if it's a male or a female.
No kidding.
That's right.
And okay, wow, that's extraordinary. So 2 miles away, you see that someone or multiple people are pouring through, let's say, an opening in the border, or are massing potentially for some kind of smuggling operation. And then from there, you're able to, I guess, of course, record video and get it to the proper authorities, or whoever's using the system will have that themselves?
That's correct. Yep. So what we can do is we can plant eyeballs at about 25 feet up off the mast, so about 30 feet off the ground. We can put it over a mountain and we can view everybody that's coming in.
Wow.
We also have AI software that's involved in our systems where we can actually count who's coming over and how many people there are. And the AI software will actually do that for us.
Can I ask you, what's the resolution of the thermal imager on it?
It's 1080 by 720.
Okay.
And then we can also bump up to 1920 by 1080 as well.
And then does it have optical zoom lenses then in front of it?
Correct. Both the EO, the daylight, and the thermal imager both have optical lenses, so they're continuous zoom all the way through.
Okay.
And then we also have an operator station. So it's quite a cushy operator station. So as you can see in here, it's set up for the mission. Right here, we're staring at the thermal image of what's in front of us at SpaceX. So you can kind of see there at the top left, it's a little bit fuzzy, but you can see the tanks are not all the way full, where that shade is kind of changing there. But this operator station, you can pull up in your vehicle to a site, a FOB site, and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. You can launch everything from within inside the vehicle. So the mast comes up, gets lowered, and then we actually have a bed in the truck, which I'll show you now. When we lower this thing down and these guys need to be on the move, they can lower it here to be on the move with gimbal control so they can have optics on the move. Or if they need to stow, they can bring it all the way down And once that gets down, we can cover it up.
Wow. So Michael Yon is traveling with us right now on this mission at the moment. Is that what's going on?
I think Michael's traveling with Ann, and Ann's traveling with this, but yes.
Okay, and then so you all together as a team, then what are you able to see so far? Are you spotting things that Border Patrol hasn't been able to see?
Well, I think that's what's going to be happening tonight. So I would stay tuned to see what we're going to be actually catching with this stuff, and we'll be able to show you all the people moving and what they're doing.
Okay.
So Mike, essentially tonight is a full moon, and typically during full moons, you know this, that's when the drug dealers and the human smugglers really like to bring people across the border at night, because they can see they're moving their human trafficking victims. When we go into the darker moon, middle of the month, that's when you're going to get more drug activity, more drug mules moving. So we expect to see here on the beach a lot of people. They were here last night. There was immigrants coming in, or illegals coming in last night. We were driving late until about 3 o'clock in the morning before we got here last night. But Michael was here. They spotted a lot of illegals. So I think tonight's going to be very active with the full moon here on the beach. And I mean, what's not to love? We're in South Texas on the beach. I mean, everybody should be here. This is prime real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say, look, your show on Brighttown.tv, which is our network, it's extraordinary. The show that you filed yesterday, people are just raving about it with our team in the studios, and you and your talent just knocked it out of the park. And I also got to say that with you wearing those shades and that hat, I'm just going to call you Sarah Connor from now on. From Terminator 2, yeah.
Because yeah,
looking
ready.
Pretty badass out there.
This is no joke. This is war. You know it. We know it. I mean, not enough of the people in the world know, but we are at war right now. And if we don't get a grip on what's happening, if we don't show that Secretary Mayorkas does not have a valid oath of office on file, and he is working in concert with the World Economic Forum, with Greg Abbott, who's also on the World Economic Forum's website, to allow this illegal immigration to come into Texas. And then Greg is supposedly, you know, getting one over on all the mayors around the country. No, he's not. He's completing the plan of moving these immigrants, these migrants, into the rest of the country to take over. And as we've been reporting the last 2 days, Mike, we're seeing drug-resistant tuberculosis on the rise. They're coming in with the migrant population. It's zoonotic. They're transferring those diseases back and forth to the animals. And Texas right now is on the verge of losing its tuberculosis-free status as a state with cattle. And if they do, you know what that means. That's half of their agriculture. That's half of their agriculture revenue goes to zero almost.
Yeah.
So that's $13.5 billion right there that could go to zero if they're slaughtering cattle from tuberculosis. So it's
yeah,
no
there's
joke.
A lot at stake.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake. STEAK as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we've lost Michael here during this time. Is Michael there?
Michael took off. He's he's on coordination right now. We've got an operation going out tonight. We've got four-wheel drive. We're going to be going up and down the beach here in Brownsville. I'm just going to give you a quick look-see. That's the beach. So we're going to be out there tonight on four wheels. We're going to be looking for the illegal immigrants that are coming in. We'll bring some of this some of the gear. I'm sure we might park this closer to the beach because, like you heard, 2 miles, he can track what we're doing. And he can do it remotely, right, with your cell phone. You can run that camera as we're going down the beach on a four wheel and see what we see and start capturing images.
We can. We can actually leave the truck on the beach and then remotely operate it from over here by the Starbase.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's tonight's mission, and then you're gonna capture some footage and start broadcasting that tomorrow?
It'll be on tomorrow.
Okay, and how can people find your next report?
In. Yeah, so you can go to rightnow.news, which will have the live streaming ready on channel on 24/7, but at 8 p.m. Eastern on rightnow.news, my show Right Now with Ann Vandershill. And I gotta tell you, the content we're getting right now is, you're not getting this anywhere else, that's for sure. All month, this is a full 1 month of Operation Burning Edge. And if people want to support what Michael Yon and I are doing, they can go to givesendgo.com/burningedge and contribute. This is crowdfunded, crowdsourced, and we're actually teaming with other people around the country to help with the data points that we're gathering, Mike, to get the details behind these data points so we can put all this big jigsaw puzzle together and to hopefully motivate people to, you know, let's stand up and do some tactical civics and fight back.
All right. Outstanding. So the website is rightnow.news. And also, of course, Brighttown.tv carries your show exclusively. And we want to thank you for your work. And then what about the Trekka vehicle hardware? What's the website for that?
Thanks, sir. It's www.trackassystems.com. That's TRAKKASYSTEMS.com.
Okay, trackassystems.com. I'm going to bring that up. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, wow. I see it. And these can be mounted on aircraft as well as obviously trucks, but aircraft too?
Aircraft, trucks, and land vehicles, and then also maritime. So we can do it all.
Oh, wow. Maritime. Okay. So you have gyroscopic stabilization systems for that?
Yes, sir. Same as on the truck here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mike, I don't know when the last time you drove over I-10 from Florida, but it's not exactly a smooth ride. And that gimbal camera sat back in the back of that truck, and it works beautifully. We hit a lot of bumps, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
We might have been airborne once or twice, but, you know, we can't really admit to anything.
Well, you know, air, land, and sea, you got to do it all, even if it's in a pickup.
That's it.
All right. So then, Anne, do you have a couple more minutes here with us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I want to, yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Nice to meet you, sir. And thank, I got to thank Track Assistance for donating the gear so that you can do this. It's really extraordinary.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Brighteon is getting exceptional content because these guys are doing this for us. I mean, the imaging that we're getting, Mike, is nobody's getting what we're getting, and they're not getting it with the thermal imaging so that you can actually see into the night, infrared as well. It's just night vision as well on that gimbal camera. It's exceptional. So I think tonight's expedition is going to be quite enlightening. We're going to bring a lot of good stuff out.
Well, it begs the question, Anne, you know, why isn't the state of Texas doing this? Where is our government? Where is our federal government on this?
Mike, they're everything about our federal government, as you know, is captured. There's not one agency left that is not working for the corporation. We have a real crisis on our hands. We are not a republic anymore. We are really a communist country now. People have to come to grips with it. They've rolled out FedNow, and as you know, that's really the central bank digital currency. We are at war, a proxy war, really, through Ukraine, but with all the BRICS nations, because, of course, they are deep-sixing and abandoning the dollar, which has been basically inflated to smithereens. And we have the job. It's an incumbent duty of the people here. We still are the government. We just don't know it as a collective. But if we decide to actually learn our history and understand that we just need to remove these people from office, we can take it back. And I'd like you to check out tacticalcivics.com if you haven't already been made aware. I think you have. But this is a very organic way to use the Constitution to actually engage with the grand jury process. And from the grand jury process, you have your militia, which is part of your Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia, right? And the right to bear arms to defend yourself. That's in case your sheriff, who's a constitutionally elected sheriff, fails in his job because he's decided to work for the corporation of the county versus the actual people. So if you can't get your sheriff to start making arrests based on evidence that we now know to be true with election fraud, vaccine fraud, all the fraud that they're doing, this public-private partnership of fraud, if we can't get sheriffs to do it, it's incumbent on the militia and the grand jury to indict and arrest and then adjudicate. And we adjudicate when we stand up Article 3 court. So it's all about restoring the republic, Mike, and that's what we need to do right now.
Now, getting back to your mission right there on the border right now with Michael Yon, what do you hope to accomplish with the footage that you hope to capture here? Are you trying to go public with that and maybe shame government agencies into doing something?
Absolutely. In fact, Governor Abbott's spin machine is in full motion right now. They know we're out here. They know that we were basically mapping what we call Abbott City, a suburb north of Houston yesterday. It's about 40 square miles. It will be home to over 200,000 illegal aliens living there. They've already built three or four state-of-the-art schools from elementary to middle and high. And higher education, a leadership institute. We're looking into the generals, the retired generals that are actually a part of this Texas Leadership Institute.
Wait a minute. You're saying that Texas is building an entire city for illegals?
Yep, an entire city. It's called Colony Ridge. We're calling it hashtag Abbott City because Governor Abbott has taken $1.4 million from Trey Harris, who is the developer of Abbott City, in a campaign donation. And he's looking the other way, saying he's busing illegals out of the state of Texas, saying he's putting up flotillas in the middle of the Rio Grande to try and stop the onslaught. It's just Band-Aids. It's basically window dressing what he's doing. And we're calling him out on it because you cannot build a city in a suburb of Houston for 200,000 people, give them state-of-the-art education systems, and the rest of your area in Texas is languishing.
Well, who's funding all of this construction?
That's what we're trying to get to the bottom of right now. There's a lot to it. They've subdivided. They have things hidden in trusts. We're in the process of doing all this research right now. We've actually got some software out. We've got all the parcels identified. It's thousands of parcels of land in this subdivision.
And the illegals are being shown to go there from the border or transported there? Or how is this being populated?
Well, there's a lot of MS-13 activity in there. You can see the gang signs spray painted. It's interesting. When you drive down this development, Mike, you'll see shanty townhouse next to a trailer house that's falling apart without air conditioning. And then you'll see dozens and dozens of those. And then in the middle of nowhere, a beautiful home pops up. I mean, like a gorgeous home, a home I would aspire to want to live in one day. I'm like, what is that doing with all of this around it? Oh, that must be the kingpin of the drug lord or something, because it's very evident by the shapes of the lots, by the style of the housing, that there's serfs and kings in these neighborhoods. And this is what Governor Abbott is absolutely, you know, endorsing, for the fact that he's allowing it to be built. It's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Schools. You should see these schools. I bet Warren Buffett, if they used Acme brick, cashed a few million dollars in checks, because these schools are giant brick buildings and they're gorgeous.
So this is the replacement of the American people, even in Texas. So American kids are being anti-educated in government schools that are
indoctrination camps. They're indoctrination camps. You're importing these illegals in. They're going to these indoctrination facilities, which are by far 100 times nicer than the shanties that they're living in. So why wouldn't the child want to stay in that institution as long as possible? Who wants to go home? You can stay in a gorgeous institution or go home to a house that's falling apart with no air conditioning. So they're incentivized to be there. They're being indoctrinated. We've already identified their agenda, right? We know about the CRT and the trans and all of this. We know what they're doing. But they need these people to replace us, because you and I are getting replaced with artificial intelligence. So who's going to be the surf crop to, you know, feed the elite? Well, as we get replaced with AI, this is the crop of people they're bringing in. And I say crop because that's how they look at it.
Well,
do their menial jobs.
I say good luck to the programmers to try to build an AI version of Ann Vandersteel. I don't think they're going to be able to replicate the person that you are. They're probably going to have a hard time with me as well, because we're so unpredictable, right? We're not algorithmic.
Mike, you broke the internet a few times. I'm pretty sure you'll break the AI too.
Yeah, we're definitely going to break the AI. And if we can't break it, don't worry. AI Terminator robots can also be taken down kinetically. So we're preparing for the Terminator war is actually upon us, Sarah Connor.
That's right. Yeah, Skynet's here, baby. Skynet's here, and it's sitting on top of that truck. But you know what? We are armed and dangerous, and we're ready to practice our self-defense. So, you know, as you said, Sarah Connor is not afraid. Bring it.
Yeah, that's right. And the future is not yet set. We get to choose what future we're going to create by the actions we take right now. Okay, and lastly, do you need donations for this project? How are you funding yourself there?
Well, it is self-funded. We're starting to get donations coming in. We'd love to see a lot more, because it's very expensive to be out here to run all the equipment. We've got an RV that's running nonstop we've got to constantly fill that with propane and whatever, and gas to drive, you know, from here to California. But moreover, it's just support equipment for all the people that we have coming in. We have a lot of journalists that are coming in as well. Daily Wire has sent people here. Real America's Voice, Steve Bannon sent people here. You know, we're here from Brighteon. We've got other journalists coming in from other areas. So this is a big operation. We also have some former military and, very active special operators that are joining us out here as well, for their contacts that they have at the border within Border Patrol, in addition to the contacts Michael and I have. So, yeah, donations appreciated at givesendgo.com/burningedge.
Okay. All right. The other thing, we got to set you up with some major, you know, Health Ranger products and everything to keep you healthy on the road. So let us know if you're going to be swinging through Central Texas anytime soon, and we'll get you set up.
Will do. I on the way back, I got to drop this rig off in Houston, so I'll swing by and see you.
Okay, please do. You're always welcome in the studio, and Michael Yan as well. And I'm sorry that we didn't get to talk to him some more today, but is he out of range right now?
I'm looking. I don't know if he's. I don't know. He might actually be inside the RV. He's got a lot of comms and coordination going on right now.
Okay, no worries.
He's got a lot of different operations happening, including going into Mexico tomorrow. So, yeah.
Oh boy. Okay. All right. Well, Ann, stay safe and keep us informed. And thank you for all that you do with Brighteon.tv. And folks, Ann's show is a can't miss show. Go to rightnow.news for her website. And there you'll see links and schedules for the Brighteon.tv episodes. And let's stay tuned to see what kind of footage they get there on the border with TRACA systems and the infrared cameras that are, you know, just top-notch technology to help protect this country. So thank you, Ann. And please thank the rep there from TRACA systems.
Will do. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Take care.
You too.
All right, everybody. That was Ann Vandersteel with Michael Yon there in southern Texas right now, working to protect our border and doing what I think real Americans should be doing right now, taking the place, in essence, of government. Where government refuses to protect the border. The state of Texas refuses to protect the border. DHS refuses. Mayorkas is a treasonous actor, in my opinion. He should be prosecuted for engaging in mass human trafficking, I believe. So we got to, you know, get the rule of law back into effect here in this country, and especially in the state of Texas. And it's the efforts of people like Ann Vandersteel and Michael Yon who are helping us do that. Frankly, I would be with them if not for the fact that I got to run things at my operation and Brighteon Studios and publishing content and the Health Ranger store and all of that. But Michael invited me to join him, and I'm kind of regretting not doing that. It looks like quite an adventurous trip there for sure. Maybe I'll join him next time, but we'll see what happens. In any case, feel free to share this video everywhere. And you can follow up on this with the Ann Vandersteel Show right now with Ann Vandersteel, of course, and also my report here on Brighteon.com, Health Ranger Report, or Brighteon Broadcast News. Thank you all for watching today. God bless America. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. Take care.